thank you all for signing up to come and have your voices heard and go rally to rally with us to oppose offshore oil and gas exploration.
The buses heading up I-40 from Wilmington were packed, and people were talking oil and oceans as they headed to Raleigh. Buses also came from Morehead City, New Bern, and Nags Head. D.D. Nilsen Taylor of Wilmington says she jumped on board.
Because I'm worried about the effects of the seismic testing on ocean marine life. We all know what happens if there's an oil spill. We've seen that. We've seen the oiled birds. We've seen the destruction to the coastlines.
Kevin Piacenza is with the Cape Fear chapter of the Surf Rider Foundation.
Well, I'm off to Raleigh to support our governor's effort to keep offshore drilling off of our coastline and to submit, along with other citizens, comments to the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management about why I believe that offshore drilling and oil and gas exploration in general would be just a terrible idea for our state.
In Raleigh on Monday, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, part of the Department of Interior, held an open house. Staff was on hand to discuss oil and gas exploration off the coast of the Carolinas, answering questions about how much fuel may lie beneath the floor of the Atlantic Ocean, how it would be extracted, how long it would take. Renee Orr heads the Office of Strategic Resources for the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, commonly referred to as BOEM.
There is a significant resource potential, offshore oil and gas, off of the Carolinas, off the Atlantic coast as a whole, but the Carolinas in particular. And while we don't know exactly what's there and what wouldn't know unless and until drilling actually happens, there is a significant resource potential.
Joe Maloney is a BOEM geologist. He's standing in front of a chart showing the potential amounts of oil and natural gas off the Atlantic coast.
A lot of the data we have was shot between, should we hold?
We are here today to make the point that this process of having an open house instead of a hearing to railroad stuff like this through, rather than have a democratic process by which all the fine people in this room can express their opinion.
As Maloney is speaking, two people opposed to drilling climb onto chairs in the ballroom BOEM is using for presentations, holding a banner.
We are here to say this process does not work. It does not work for the people of North Carolina.
After a couple of minutes, the protesters moved on. Again, Joe Maloney.
Drilling does give you probably the best idea of if there is a field or not. If you drill and don't hit, you know there's not oil and gas there. If you drill and you hit something, you know how much oil and gas is actually in the area you're looking at. It's the combination of drilling and seismic give you the best idea of what's out there.
What is out there could be 2.5 billion barrels of oil and 25 trillion cubic feet of gas. What is also out there are fish, mammals, and a lot of livelihoods.
Okay, my name is Mark Hooper. I live in Smyrna, North Carolina, and I've been a commercial fisherman since 1974. I grow clams, I shed soft shell crabs, and I hard crab. And especially for the soft crabs and the clams, I mean, you know, we put a lot of care into these animals. We're holding the crabs on shore in tanks of running water and waiting for them to shed. We ship those to New York City as a live product. And the clams we've grown over a two-year period. And if oil's coming my way, these things can't move. I mean, they're there and they can't hold their breath. And at some point in time, if we got an oil-water mix, they're going to have to take it in. And it's going to be devastating for them and me. I feel, you know, I feel for these things. I've worked hard to really take good care of them, and I'm trying to really produce a really quality seafood product that I can share with the citizens of North Carolina.
Hooper says the coast is special.
When you walk on the beach with your kids, you go swimming in that cool water, and you've made that trip to the beach, and you hear those waves lapping against the shore, it touches your soul. And at some point, we got to draw a line and say, no, this is it. This is sacred. As President Trump, this is energy dominance. He wants to take it and sell it and crush other economies, produce more than anybody. This is our sacred ground, and we say no.
On one side of the hotel, BOEM officials explained oil and gas drilling and exploration. In a ballroom on the other side were environmental groups and stakeholders.
Thank you to all the folks who took the buses from the coast. Give yourself a round of applause.
North Carolina Secretary of Environmental Quality Michael Regan spoke.
Our coastal tourism industry contributes more than 30,000 jobs and a $3 billion economy. We're at risk of losing these jobs and hurting our state's economy if the Trump administration is successful in fast-tracking this process without everybody's input. So your voice matters no matter what your politics are. I was at the coast last week to listen to you. I'm going to go back to the coast next week to listen to you. And I will keep visiting and listening until we achieve our goal.
Dare County Commissioner Bob Woodard, a Republican, represents the Outer Banks. He is strongly opposed to drilling.
First of all, let me just say this real clear, and let me say it for the record, that BOEM meeting here today should not be in Raleigh, North Carolina. It should be in multiple locations on our coast where we, you people here today, where you live, can make comment to BOEM. We want the real public hearing on the coast where our fishermen, where our surfers, where our beachgoers, where our charter boat captains and our businesses can speak on the record and have their remarks documented.
The decision rests with the Department of the Interior and its Secretary, Ryan Zinke. It was last year that the Trump administration decided to reopen the Mid-Atlantic and other coastal areas to leasing. Most state governors are not in favor of the plan. Should Zinke take the research provided by BOEM and approve the plan for drilling off the Carolinas, there would be another round of public comment. Residents who oppose the plan say they hope that if that happens, the meetings will be held on the coast and not in Raleigh. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.